Howdy, folks. You know, when a man discovers that wine, women, and song are too much for him, he usually quits singing. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. You know, sometimes we think we're having a wonderful time when all we're doing is spending money. The fella bending over a bubbly drinking fountain when he's thirsty, he gets more genuine satisfaction, I think, than the one who spends a day's wages for a bottle of champagne. Of course, we don't have big-time spenders like you used to be. I've heard about those fellows. I've heard about fellows in fancy nightclubs who dine for $10 and then just handed out $200 in tips. You wonder why they threw their money around. I don't know. I remember hearing about one fella who averaged $100 a night in tips in a nightclub and then fired his private secretary, who got $75 a week, when she asked for a $5 raise. Now, how about that? I guess a man's got a right to throw his money away if he wants to. What makes me mad, though, is when one of them at the next table to me gives a waiter $50. Makes my two-bit tip look pretty sad, I'll tell you. Another thing that used to just burn me up was to take a girl out to dinner, and when I got ready to leave a tip, she'd whisper, "Now, don't be cheap. Leave him $5. You know that type. Girls, that they don't want to be cheap on your money. They don't. Well, you can be thrifty and still buy the finest chewing gum there is, I'll tell you. Because double mint costs only a nickel, but it pays off big in helpful aids and enjoyment. So you chew double mint while you work, just like you do for pleasure. It's grand how that smooth, steady chewing makes the work go faster and easier somehow. As a matter of fact, the natural, healthful chewing just fits in swell with anything that takes a little trouble and effort, because it gives you something satisfying to sink your teeth into, you see. You try it. I know it'll be a big help. Smooth, long-lasting, double mint. Now, here's Marion Morgan.
Here's a song you like, Pat. It's Wunderbar.
Wunderbar, wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. Here am I, here you are, why it's truly wunderbar. Wunderbar, wunderbar, we're alone and hand in glove. Not a cloud near or far, why it's more than wunderbar. Oh, I care, dear, for you madly, and I long, dear, for your kiss. I would die, dear, for you gladly. You're divine, dear, and you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar, there's our favorite star above. What a bright, shining star. Like our love, it's wunderbar. Wunderbar, wunderbar, there's our favorite star above. What a bright, shining star, like our love, it's wunderbar.
Wunderbar. That's German. Yeah. Of course, we've got what you might call a Wunderbar here, too. You could call a stick of double mint gum a Wunderbar, I guess. It certainly tastes wonderful anyway. Frank, what mischief is the Buttram Symphony up to today here?
Pat, we thought we'd try ragging the scale.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of notes. All right, rag away there, men. Bob Armstrong at the piano there, ragging the scale. Real nifty cadoodling, I think. Somehow it's kind of sad to hear a song like that, though. I mean, there's eight nice little notes. Never hurt anybody. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and so forth. You can't let them lead a peaceful existence. They got to give them the old razzmatazz there. And just doesn't seem fair. I don't know. But enough of this complaining. It's Buttram bonus time now. What to look for on your vacation. That's our Buttram bonus for today. That's the secret of a happy vacation, knowing what to look for, being able to recognize it when you see it. The thing to look for in people you meet and in places you see is goodness. You hear about the big farm surplus? I think the greatest surplus we've got in America is goodness. So look for it, find it, enjoy it. The courtesy of traffic officers, filling station attendants, other vacationers around. The cheery wave from the trainman on a passing freight. Or maybe the shy hello, which a small child answers, your friendly smile. Even the little dog that runs after your car, barking real important-like, nearly wagging his tail off at the same time. Look for friendliness. You'll find it. If you look for trouble and meanness, you can find that, too, I'll tell you. You'll find surly policemen and impertinent clerks and rude fellow travelers, landlords who snap, and stern-faced housewives who regard your polite request for a drink of water with deep suspicion and all. You'll find churliness and boors, ugliness and dirt if you look for them. And the vacation memories you carry home, they'll not be pleasant ones, because you look for somebody to knock the chip from your shoulder, and you found him. You've got to look right to find right, you know that? Look for wonders and you'll find them. Oh, wonders so numerous that your vacation memory book will overflow, fascinate you all the rest of your years. If you look too determinedly for black clouds, you'll miss seeing the blue sky. Look for the good, the beautiful. You'll find them. And when you do, you'll discover that you had them within yourself all the time, you know. What to look for on your vacation, our little buttram bonus for today. Our quartet here says much the same thing, I think, in their song right now.
That's right, Pat. No man is an island.
No man is an island. No man can stand alone. He needs faith as his guide to lead him to his throne. No man is an island. He may have wealth untold, but without peace of mind, what good is all his gold? A while ago, my world was a stormy sea. Then I learned to pray, and his hand reached out to me. Don't you see? No man is an island. No man can stand alone. Have faith and you'll find the love you've never known.
No man is an island.
You know, I've noticed that some people, like vacationers, do all their loafing all at once in kind of a bunch, you know. I do mine as I go along. I make it part of my daily living. And it's the same way with chewing delicious double mint gum. I treat myself here and there all through the day as I need it or as I want it. Always after every meal, because chewing healthful double mint, it helps keep your teeth clean, see. And any time my mouth gets dry because, well, double mints are cool and refreshing. And the smooth chewing, that's grand for relaxing. But you'll have your own reasons for enjoying wholesome double mint. Just enjoy it often. Well, until tomorrow, I'm Pat Buttram reminding you that the racetrack is the only place on earth where the windows clean the people, you know. Goodbye now.
Monday through Friday, Answer Please has the